You are now standing at the beautiful Huddy Park. This crown jewel of the Toms River was once a swamp but was converted to a landfill island where small sailing crafts could dock. This was to facilitate the emerging economy of maritime goods and seaport trading. The blockhouse is a replica built as a reminder of the community's role in the Revolutionary War. As you pass through the park, take time to read some of the historical signage. Make sure you stop at the Lucre Bridge to learn more. Today, the park is used for events such as art festivals, wooden boat festivals, and boat shows. It also acts as a beautiful photo venue, using its picturesque backdrops for events like wedding, engagement, and professional photos. Huddy Park also provides a great place to take a walk and enjoy some individual relaxation. Toms River historian Mark Mutter shares exciting stories and surprising facts that puts downtown Toms River on the map.
I'm Mark Mutter, the former township clerk, mayor of then Dover Township in 1993 and in 2000, member of the township committee, chairman of the 225-year anniversary committee, chairman of the 250-anniversary committee, our semi-centennial, and the township historian. There was no Ocean County. When independence was declared in 1776, there were 13 states, and in New Jersey, 13 counties. Monmouth County was one of them, and Shrewsbury was one of those towns, and that's what we were up until 1767. The town that we know today, Toms River Township, was the lower part of Shrewsbury in the southern part of Monmouth County, and then we become the township of Dover in 1767. June 24th is the date in history in which we are chartered. A replica of the charter and of William Franklin, the royal governor's signature, still hangs in our town hall today. Unlike the name Toms River, which we know from history where it came from, we still don't know where the name Dover came from. We wrote to the Historical Society in Dover, England, in 1992 for our 225th anniversary, because the good money is on the idea that people from Dover, England, had migrated here to the then colony of New Jersey and then simply borrowed the name of their hometown back in England. As you pass through the park, take some time to read of the historical signage posted throughout the park. It tells the story of America. It tells the story of us here in Toms River.